Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah. Let's try this again. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. Today's Saturday, March 12, 2011. You already know what it is. We're dedicating this weekend show to my friend Deanna. So we're going to get into his pregame radio. We got Wordplay and Alex coming through on the check-in today. And also, you know, we're going to have the normal madness and things like that. But we're going to get into the pregame throwbacks, and we'll be right back. It's pregame radio, you dig?
Party people, party people, say yo, get funky. So silent folks, say yo, get funky. Those who relate to say yo, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That body's getting so fucking hot. Yeah.
Yeah. for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Gats and holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's like you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my track, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Hit my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, platinum plus, like Pizzak, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass Pizzak.
Carry a Glock 4. Close my eyes on your niggas. The bullets will wash off. Then I gotta open up and uptown ass whippin'. Y'all niggas better fuck up, time for some real ass kissin'. I'm a simple man, I lead a simple life. I mean simple life, I don't need much to be aight. Live off the land, eat at night. Handle whatever's coming when I get there, but I'm good. Dismantle whatever's coming, and niggas sit there, but I'm hood. How my niggas feeling?
Good.
How my niggas liking?
Rough.
What my niggas want?
Blood.
You stay calling niggas fluff. But if it's got to be, then it's gonna be. Come on, let's see. Whatever my niggas want for me, what my niggas don't care for me. And if I ever let the words of another nigga bother me, I might as well let the sperm of that other nigga bother me. But they know, like I know, the black rhino. Niggas jumping through my left and I'm low. Nigga die slow.
We are back. Please, sorry about all that craziness. We'll be right back. You know, okay, we're back. We're live. We're popping and everything like that. Like I said, please pardon the thing. Of course, you know, Block Talk, they give me trouble. I guess when pregame radio, we gain so much momentum and all of that. You know, they want to try and stop us and everything like that. But it's all good. You know, we're here chilling. We're still living it up, still celebrating big, still celebrating the honor. You guys will pay by rest in peace. Keep watching over us. We miss you. We love you. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Pre-game riddles in full swing. You know what I'm saying? And if someone told you different, that's awful and I feel for them. You know what I mean? But let's get into this joint right here. I like it. You know, freak though, I do it. TJ on the building, big shout out to them, and we'll be right back on pregame radio as we try to make some sense in all of this out of what's going on here. But call us up, 347-857-4302. If you live on the check and via PC, I see you. Shout out. If you got questions, hit them up in the chat room and all that. We can get it going. You dig? And we'll be right back.
You know me, all the bottles of the bubbly. Now the models all around wanna rubber me. You can imitate but never be enough of me. I know this life of the world won't be the death of me. But we gon' ball till we fall, yeah, definitely. You talk about the next best thing, mention me. I'm the underrated, most hated, heavy hitter. Don't leave your girl around me, nigga, come and get her. Cause I ain't gotta do much, you already snow. And I'ma keep it real, I don't fuck every hoe. I'm smoking cigars in Panama with a bunch of bras walking around with their bras and their panties on. The life of a boss, vacation on private resorts. Been a penthouse, winning cabins and lost. Clear Air Force, master see-through Porsche. I'm starting on these niggas, what the fuck you thought? I'm tanning on a yacht, laid back, getting hella top. Reading my emails on a Bluetooth watch. Her body sick, could've started on bait watch. Instead, she with me, massaging my feet in arch. Eating seeing crabs and lobsters, shrimps and scallops. I'm a king, son is a prince, the crib is a palace. Bitches see me in the dress. Me as your highness, cause I'm the one who spoiled them in five-star diners. Classy females with a touch of elegance, grace, finesse, and beauty, the five elements. To a five-star chick that attracts this young veteran. Presidential suite, first night, let's settle in. Start fresh in the AM, it's settled in. Don't disturb signing the door, cause we gon' get it in.
Because I, because I know it.
I do it, baby. Yeah. Listen, baby.
Exotic trips take a day to reach our destination. I pay for everything, girl, with no hesitation. I ain't stunting, baby girl, this is how I live. Niggas call it tricking, I just think I like to give. She look in my eyes and had to crack a smile, cause she know she ain't dealing with a broke nigga now. Deep sea diving in the Cayman Islands. Tomorrow we sight seeing while we playing Trey albums. A week in the mountains is better than public housing. She said, what about her? As I said, what about him? If you got a problem, don't worry, it's not a problem. I'm from Harlem, any problem, I resolve it for solving. Any other issues on your mind, let me resolve them. Stressed out, sex therapy, release the stress out. Karma Sutra, girl, bring the best sex out. Showing your good time, girl, that's what I'm about. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this. It's been a long time coming, but I'm here now. UV Urban Enterprise. June was good. It's your boy Johnny Swagger. Flavor Gravel. You know? Great boys, TGO, what's good? Paul Stars, Harlem. You know? Ghostwriter for hire if you need me. Any features, collabos? Just hit me up. Easy and real simple, you know? That's what I do, baby.
We still doing the damn thing. Like I said, call us up 347-857-4302. I almost forgot my own number, but check it out. It's worth looking black. We got Jay the Tech Guy. He's behind the scenes. He's gonna be up in the chat room holding the thing down. So all your questions, y'all can hit him there, and they relay them back to me, and you know we get the whole thing popping. As always, she's been rocking with us for a little bit. We got Oli in the building. Oli was popping.
Yo, what's going on?
What's good? How you feeling? Hey, what's good? How you feeling? What's going on? Oh, I think we lost Oli. Yeah, we definitely did. But, you know, we get her back. It's all well and good. You know. But Block Talk Radio, man, y'all niggas.
Dumbass.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all understand this stuff. You know, I pay y'all. I work hard, you know. I pay you guys. I should at least have a working switchboard. I should have, you know, no problems with the link. So none of that stuff that's going down, you know. So definitely you guys need your ass beat. We're going to get into another joint real quick. Of course, always back. So we're going to get into that. But, you know, I'm just going to play this. Y'all already know. And we'll be right back. You know, we're going to get in on people who need their ass beat. And we're going to pull the drums off of Twitter. So those who are still going to Trending Topic panels, you need your ass beat, shout out to you. I'll be pulling some of your live tweets off the air, putting them out there. We're going to go in on for a little bit and everything like that while we await our featured artists, either one of the two. So, it's you know, got a treat for y'all tonight. Two featured artists, so that's two people who try and get free game approved. Man, the slots are filling up fast, all right? There's lots of filling up fast, so all you artists, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Don't forget to sign up at pregameradio.ning.com. You know, sign up, make your profile there, and anything like that, and we'll be right back. I'm fucking with Jay the Tech out here in the studio, but, you know, that's what we do. And we'll be right back on Pregame Radio. You dig? Holla.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up, Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn, he from Brooklyn, so you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man. And let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
That's right. That's right. You tell them, you know, good music and all that good stuff. You already know what it is. That was Can't Fuck With Cashmere, you know what I'm saying? From his debut album. Yo, please check it out. Take Me Away. It's in stores, on iTunes, and all that good stuff. So please go pick that up. Show your love. Show your support. Real Hip Hop is back, and Brooklyn is bringing it back, yo. Straight up and down. Brooklyn Black, Oli in the building. Hey, Oli.
Holla. What's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
You know what's crazy? You know, because I'm calling in from the West Coast. Everybody needs to know. It just so happens every time I'm calling in, I'm cooking dinner at the same time. So I'm in and out. How are you feeling tonight, Brooklyn?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know, I'm still riding away, you know, from last night's show. We had a good show last night, so we're trying to keep it going. Shout out to Willie.
Let's go, Willie.
And shout out to Willie B. Yo, Miss Yvette booked me 2 feature artists for one night, but I'm still going to rock it.
All right, let's do
I'm
it.
I'm still going to rock it. We waiting for them to call. We waiting for Alexander the Great, and we waiting on Wordplay, pardon me. We waiting on him. So we just getting it going, but
Evan,
you know, so, of course, as always, by default, Oli, you ride a shotgun, your co-pilot. Who needs their ass beat? Let's see who needs their ass beat.
Who needs their ass beat?
Yeah, I'm checking the live Twitter feed right now.
Oh, man. Don't even let me go on Twitter. I could think about a whole lot. Like, just off top of my head, I know a lot of people listening in. You guys know who needs their ass beat. So, come on, people. Like, really. Who would you say?
I say anyone who walks into a prepaid phone store.
I think anybody's
like
talking about Obama. Have you seen those tweets, Black? Have you seen people talking about Obama, though, on Twitter?
I didn't even pay no mind to that.
You know what? You ain't on Obama pound. You need your ass beat. That's what it is.
Matter of fact, it's 2011. If you're hating, period. If you're hating, pound, you need your ass beat. Really, like, what's the point? Everybody's trying to get theirs. Why you want to hold someone back from doing theirs? Because you ain't think of it first or whatever? Kill that jealousy and all that bullshit. You know what I mean? It's 20. Oh, how about this? If you got to go through your partner's own email, dresser, and all that good stuff, pal, you need your ass beat. If you can't trust her or him to that extent, then the relationship shouldn't be happening. But we're going to get into this caller right now. Last four is 0448. What's good? You live on pregame radio.
What's good? What's good? Is he that? Hey, Oli.
Hey. Hi.
I got to talk to you. I got a proposal.
I'm here. I'm right here, baby.
Shout out to Miss Yvette.
What's good, Black?
Kiss my gizmo. Gizmo's in the building.
Yo, kiss my gizmo means kiss my ass. I do me.
Yeah, we know what it means.
You
know what it means, but you know that's
a lot
just,
of people
you know,
should do it, too. Do you? Make your own lean.
So what, you got someone who needs their ass beat? Somebody you want to go in on? Because, well, like
I said,
for those who don't know, Missy Beth talks a lot of shit.
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you everything right to your fucking face.
Ooh, and before we get to
that,
Everyone in the studio is gonna love. J Tech guy's gonna love this. If you still have T-mail, pound, you need your ass beat. That's coming from B Real Love off of Twitter. For
you
those who don't
T-mail,
know, T-mail,
like Google,
T-mail is the default email client if you have a T-Mobile Sidekick.
But you know what, going into the hating thing that we were just talking about, if you can't take a compliment, pound, you need your ass beat. There are so many females.
Yeah,
like, if you be like, you know, you walk back, you be like, hey, I like
they
your curves.
The like, they kill the whole mood.
Yes.
They kill the whole mood. They kill the whole mood. They kill the whole vibe.
And you just
that.
Be like, well, damn.
You know
I have another one coming from Oli herself.
Oh, gosh.
If you got to act in front of someone, and you're not getting paid, pound, you need your ass beat. Stop faking.
Yes. Yes, from at only one Oli herself. That goes to everybody.
Yes, she said that. And also, you at the bus stop with a fur coat, pound, you need your ass beat. Now, I didn't even
come
up that out there,
I see that all
picture.
The time in the city, though. For real, like,
who said
I
that all the time?
I put it on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, I see it all the time. It's like, all right, I'm not even comment. You know what I do have to say about the train, though? You need to ask me if there's an old lady standing in front of you and, sir, you're sitting in a seat. What's wrong with you? Like, get up and give the old lady the seat.
I fall into that category because sometimes, if I had a hard day working, I'm on the train. Like, back in the day, I used to commute from Brooklyn to the Bronx, right?
That's someone's grandma. Get up off your ass and give her the seat.
Yo,
that's all I got to say.
Yo, I see. Yo,
I don't want to hear nothing else. You need your ass beat.
I want the old people get on, and then I'll front like I'm sleep. So they don't fuck with me.
Oh, that's.
That's awful. That's awful.
Beavis and Butthead? I mean,
nah, that's Family Guy. That's my shit.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You know, so I do, you know, like I used to do that, but see, now mostly I walk home or I walk to work, so I ain't got to really worry about that. And if I do, if I do take public transportation, it's going to be, it's really quick, so most of the times I'll stand up anyway.
Well, anybody who's listening, that's someone's grandma. Get up out the seat and let her have the seat, please. Thank you. I see it all the time. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Like your mama would say.
How about, I got one. If you women, because a couple of days ago, there was a trending topic on Twitter called type of sex. It would go, we have the call out of work type of sex, and so on and so on. And a couple of women was tweeting, oh, it's that breakfast in bed type of sex. So I put, if you women are talking breakfast in bed type of sex and can't fucking cook breakfast, pound, you need your ass beat. What you talking breakfast in bed for if you ain't making no breakfast? That's just my thought. If you can't cook, like, why even talk about it? Now, I know well, Oli, she can throw down. She be throwing down some nice stuff in the kitchen and all that.
Guess I can't.
You know.
I'm
giving her a pass because she's Spanish, so I'm assuming she can cook.
Yes, I can cook. If I'm paying attention, you know.
If you're paying attention.
Every once in a while, I'll forget it's on the stove, or, you know, I get into a phone call and it stays in the oven for too long. That happens here and there. Can't
lie. Wow.
You know,
for the most times,
you know, I'm feeding them, takeout. I don't have time. I'm always working. Only to tell you, I'm always on the grind. And so I very rarely even cook. That's a true story. But, yeah, I'm quite domesticated. I can cook.
She said domesticated.
I'm a Latina. You know, they put you in the kitchen when you're like 9 years old. You're first taught to be a wife and mother before anything else. True story. It's just I choose not to cook. Right now I'm married to my career.
That's what's up. You know, I can appreciate that. I can respect that.
I'm just keeping it real. Oli knows.
That's okay, though.
Oli knows
okay.
me well. Yeah, it's my choice. You know, I had a child early, and now I'm going after my career, and nothing comes before it except for my son, you know, and certain, you know, people that are in my circle. But besides that, you know, it's all about the grind. If you don't fit into the formula for success, I don't need to talk to you on a regular basis. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. We got Young Hope in the building. Hope, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's going on, pregame? What's good, Brooklyn Black?
You know it is. You know it's Brooklyn Black. Oh, we got special guest co-host Miss Yvette in the building. We got Jada Tech Guy working the scenes. He wrapped up in wires and stuff. And, you know, we just chilling here tonight. That's all. Taking it easy, kicking it.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Now, Ho, I'm gonna warn you, Ho. Let's see, Vet. She'll bite you.
Only if provoked.
Only if provoked.
What did he say? No, like he wants it.
Yeah, I forgot. Like,
you know, but I'm saying you have to provoke it. You don't. I don't just do it. You know, just to be mean. But I'm not going to, I need to cut to the chase. I have a lot of things to do in a very short time period. So if it comes out rude, I'm sorry. It's not my intentions. But I'm going to be straightforward. That's fine.
Put you straightforward.
That's good to know. I like the fair warning.
But I don't mean no harm by it.
I
can fire you and still go to the bar and have a beer with you. It's nothing personal.
That's what's up.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Just got a text from Young Raph. He wanted to know if you want me to ask this on air because he knows I have, you know, the women on air. We have the men on air. So it's about to be one of those questions just to, you know. But he wants to know, how come New York women are so stuck up?
Oh, we're not stuck up. You just have to understand we're fast.
I
want to
know that too, though. Hold on, because they hated me when I was out there. I'm not talking about Miss Yvette. I'm talking about, like, for real. They hate me out there.
Really? I don't know. I love everybody. I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? I remember, you know, the white dude in high school that taught me how to roll it. You know, the dude. I get along with everybody. I don't have that hate in me. That's just too much negative energy. It's all good.
Wow.
Just don't mess with me, and I won't mess with you. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
But seriously, why do you New York y'all walk around? You know,
why
do women? Foyer than Val, you know. But if Brooklyn Black, Young Hope, and they take out, we would take a road trip down, let's say, in Virginia.
Hey.
Right?
That's a lot of love. Every time I've ever been out there, I've had a good time.
You feel what I'm saying? You know, we gotta be. But when we come home to New York City, Rockland County, you know, that's where Young Hope at.
Yes, sir.
He still got snort there, so big shout out to him. but we don't get that type of love from the women at home.
I can't answer that. You know what I'm saying? I can't answer that. You know, women hate on each other.
I can't wait till pregame goes out to Cali, because I can only imagine the love that Cali's going to get. And it's also an awesome thing that we're getting Cali artists like Willie B. Shout out to Willie B. That dude is probably one of the coolest artist that's been on the show. Like I said, one of the coolest, not the coolest. We did have some cool people up on here, and I'm pretty damn cool myself. But, you know,
you talking about Willie?
He's not
he's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. Like, I know him personally.
Hope was probably boo loving and whatever.
I was a little busy, my man.
Yeah, a little busy.
That we have on the line with us? His name is Young Ho. Where is he from? What is he doing? What
that's
motivates
him?
What's the music up about?
Ninth only.
Let me know.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. We gotta just clear some things. One, Young Ho is not an artist. Young Ho is a pregame admin. He's actually our Rockland County correspondent. You know, he keeps us
so
keeping
me
in tune with what's
talk
going on out there.
Yes, yes.
You know, yes,
yeah.
I definitely
Black,
feeling.
Make that happen. Black, make that happen.
Whoa. Yes, boss, I got you. Yes, boss, I got you. No problem. But, yo, me and Jay Tech out, we here chilling, and he fixing shit up, and this nigga ate all the Twizzlers. That nigga ate all the Twizzlers, but, We're waiting for our future artist wordplay. We're waiting for Alexander the Great. Thank you, Miss Yvette, for booking me two artists in one night.
I want to talk only about doing my show with me. Yep, you heard it first here on Pregame Radio.
There's plenty of me
to go around, people.
Yeah.
Whoa. We can't be. Now, see, y'all going to make me divulge stuff that ain't made to be divulged yet, but looking back, Black got a secret for y'all.
You know what I like about me and Oli is I like the way we can talk about music. But if you guys have an account
on pregameradio.ning.com, you guys will already know what the surprise is. So, if you don't have one, get an account, pregameradio.ning.com. So you guys can be in the know as well. Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, Ebony's in the building. Eb, what's good?
Yes, mom, what's popping?
What's popping? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was on some long distance calls, you know, people trying to catch up with me, see what I'm getting into in a couple of weeks. So that's about it. How y'all doing?
Okay. We got Oli here, Young Hope. We got Miss Yvette calling it down from Monarchs Entertainment. She's in the building with us. We're waiting our two featured artists.
All right. Yeah, well,
shout out to Evan telling me to go to sleep last night.
All right, keep it rolling. Oli, you was up at like 4 in the morning.
I was at the hospital for my sister, but I like how you told me to be, I'm 3 hours behind New York, so I'm up, but what were you doing up, miss?
I have absolutely no idea. idea what I was doing at that time in the morning. Like, I just happened to turn over, and for some odd reason, it's like no matter how many times I click on this Twitter thing, I can click on it, look at it, and close my phone, and then it's like 99 more Twitters. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you people doing?
I'll be honest with you. I do a lot of business on Twitter. It's very handy.
You're really into your promotion.
She's really
Twitter
savvy.
You're thorough with that. I will say that any artist that you're representing, they have a great promotional person in you, because you get it out there, names, you get songs, links, everything. I see you doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. But, Ab, you know, this is your segment. This is your time. Tell us, who you need to ask me?
Okay. Yes, it's my time. I'm sorry I'm late. There's a couple of people that I've been looking at this week. I'm sorry I missed yesterday. I really don't want to get into who needs to ask me, considering the time. It's almost 12 o'clock, and we are going to be observing a moment of silence, are we not?
Sure, we'll do the moment of silence thing at 12 o'clock. So, in the meantime, check this out, and it's good I have everyone here on the panel. I did premiere this joint last night. I didn't get enough, you know, thoughts on it, but everyone said it was hot. But check this out, Bugatti Surf, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, on pregame radio. Anybody's here today? All we're waiting for is world player Alexander the Great. So let's do this, and we'll be back in a minute.
I'm the question, answer. I'm the worst in cancer. I'm the first to blame. Yeah, I'm ill. I can bring you niggas that know well, so chill. In the shade that I rock, I'm the least full bill. That's real, so you know I got bills in the field. At that fast 20 show, give your bitch a funny walk. Fucking let that drummy off. We gon' make a loud noise. Mommy, you ain't tryna walk. Hop up in this Rolls Royce.
And when the D, we need a heavy back. These niggas left me wide open, I didn't give me that. It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you know, we're back. It's our pregame radio. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. That was new Bugatti Surf. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. Before we get anybody back in to get the thoughts on it, as I've said, I was planning on doing Moments Times, but I believe how last night's show went down and how great that was. That was a great trip, even though also tonight's show is dedicated to her. We don't really need to do the moment of silence, and the mood is good. I really don't want to get all solemn with it. Like, we all know what it is. So we're just going to keep the show going. But, however, I will say a happy birthday to Justine Maris. I believe she's 21 today. So happy birthday. Enjoy it and live it up. Be safe. Don't drink or drive. And you know all the stuff I say at the end of the show. But moving right along. Like I said, that was a Bugatti Surf thing. I liked it. I was digging the track, and of course, that's that beat is just sick. Almost every rapper and their mom is killing that beat right now. But like I said, it's not up to me. Oh, let's see. I'm going to pick somebody random. Missy Bad, you got to tell me, because I already know she got something. Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. Blog Talk Radio, you need your ass beat. Y'all need to stop messing with me. And Young Hope, I see you. Just get up in the chat room. Don't have to send me messages over Uwu because the sound comes in and it causes feedback and all that good stuff, all right? Let's see if I can get someone else in here. Let's see. Ab, your thoughts on that track?
Oh, shit, you picked the wild card first.
Yes, I picked the wild card first.
I like that shit.
You
like it? I like that. It was real.
Okay.
It had a nice flow. It was like, you know, something you get all swept up and shit. I liked it. It was hot.
Okay, okay.
I must be mellowing out with the season because
it's like 2 weeks
in a row that
I'm
actually liking
shit. You liking shit.
Fucking
yeah. Like, springtime got you all mellowing shit.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I got to change up the smoke. All right, anyway, go ahead. Next verse.
Yeah,
I'm
right
sorry,
along.
I found that so.
Miss Yvette,
nice.
What were your thoughts?
Actually, I thought it had a nice flow to it. You know, because a lot of people, when they go and they do a freestyle, either they completely copy the exact formula, or they come with their own flavor. And so I was feeling that on that side, so it was all right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Young Hope. Oh, God, he must be booed up.
No, a lot of people don't realize that delivery is really a very important part of the formula, especially if you're going to, you know, do a freestyle or something on that nature. You know, your flow, do you ladies agree with me?
Yes.
Delivery is so important. It doesn't matter that Dre doesn't write his own shit. His delivery is good.
True.
You said, we don't want to write the old shit. What are you starting now?
Forget it. Just move on.
Let's move on.
Let's not even ruin the vibe.
So, Ab, you finally knew the ass me yet, or you still need a minute or so?
No, I've been had it. I was just trying to follow your timeline as you had. You said at 12 o'clock, and to me, it didn't make sense to get into
like
something
that
was on.
We wasn't getting into that. But
okay, yeah, you just said it. Yo, don't start, son. Don't make me come downstairs. One thing I want to say, two things. One is kind of serious, and the other one is like, who gives a shit now? I want to do the who gives a shit now thing. You know, it's funny how all of a sudden they're making a big deal out of motherfuckers not being able to catch yellow cabs to the outer boroughs where they fucking live. This is a newsflash.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass, man.
Especially people just now coming to the Bed-Stuy area, which you have tried to rezone as Williamsburg, but that's on the south side, Bed-Stuy over here. All you people over here, you want to come home from the city drunk at night, and then you tell a yellow cab, yeah, I'm going to Marcus Garvey and Lewis, and they like, oh, hell no, and they screech you off.
that's something that us here in Bed-Stuy and Flatbush, especially far out Flatbush, Coney Island, those are the types of things that we've had to deal with for years. It's no big fucking deal. Yeah, you can't catch a cab, so guess what? You get smart and do like some guys used to do with me. Hey, could you come out here and hail a cab and we'll just get in? So this is not news. This is an investigation that should have been investigated a long time ago. It's not fair that I got money to get in your cab and go. Why should I have to pay a livery cab three times the amount to travel from Manhattan to Brooklyn when I could take a yellow cab and go by the meter and pay 9 out of 10 times less than $20? Okay, so for them putting all this media attention on it, and they're actually hiring people now as inspectors to go out and make sure that livery cab drivers are actually, that yellow cab drivers are actually taking people where they want to go. They want to do all of that cheesy-foo-foo bullshit now. It really doesn't matter. Most people have cars or rely on mass transit anyway. So y'all can piss off with that. Y'all about 10 years late with your investigation. Okay. My other person that needs their ass beat is Bjorni Peguero. Bjorni Peguero is a young lady who falsely accused William McCaffrey of raping her. This is something that is really serious here, and I want you pre-gamers to think about this, especially young ladies. If you get loose with a man, right, you get loose with a man, you're inebriated, you know, you took a couple of e-pills, whatever your deal is, and you have regrets about it in the morning, then you have no one to blame but yourself. For you to go and accuse that and falsely accuse someone of raping you, the harm that you inflict the harm that you inflict on this person's reputation, the damage that you could do to their relationships, business, family, friendship, some things are irreparable. Once it's done, there's no coming back from it. Now, what happened with her is...
Yeah, follows them forever.
Yeah, what happens is Bjorni, who's 28, was hanging out with some friends, you know, having a good time. And what happens was she went home with this guy. And then decided that, you know what, she felt bad about going home with a stranger and having sex with him and so on and so forth. So what she did was she lied and said that he attacked her at knife point after her friend ditched her because she was hanging out with him in his car. But what really went down was her friends had kicked her ass because she was acting like a skunk. Okay? So... The injuries she suffered from that beating is what she used to accuse William McCaffrey of raping her, and he wound up spending maybe he spent about a year and a half in prison, and he was sentenced to 3 years.
That is too much.
Yeah,
that's
and
crazy.
That's terrible. Yeah, she was
terrible. Now, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I feel that she should be prosecuted and she should go to jail.
You know, that's a good idea.
That's how I do too.
That's no joke. I do too. That's taking somebody's time away from them. Like, that's not
about
taking
the time. But can you imagine?
Because you're embarrassed. Because you're embarrassed. Because you're ashamed of your own actions. You're putting somebody else in concealed bars.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
Imagine if they would have believed what happened in jail. You know what happens to men that are rapists in jail? They get raped continually over and over.
That's true.
And can you imagine that happening to him and it wasn't even true? So how could you come back from that? Yo, dude, sorry, I butt-fucked you, but I thought you was a rapist. Yeah, I take it back. You can't take that shit back. And the harm, the emotional, the physical scars, you can't take that back. And like you said, you can't take back the time either. So Bjorni needs her ass beat. Actually, she already got her ass beat by her friends for being such a gutter snipe, but she needs her ass beat again for taking away a year and a half of an innocent man's life and causing friction amongst his family because it divided his family. You know, of course, he had supporters and some he didn't. I mean, it just really caused a lot of stress and strain on this man that I'm sure he probably won't recover from. You know, so she needs her ass. Yeah. To all you stupid chicks out there, if you sleep with somebody you don't like the nigga, own up to the shit. You go home and you be like, you call your girl, why you let me go home with that ugly nigga or whatever the case may be. Whatever your situation.
Better yet, just close
your
eyes.
But you don't dare.
Get a vibrator.
You don't accuse somebody. You don't falsely accuse someone of rape because a real rape victim, that lessens the chances of their attacker getting prosecuted, caught and prosecuted. Okay? So that's why you need your ass beat.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm trying to find people that are worthy of actually getting their ass beat because, you know, nowadays you can't just fight somebody and whip their ass and then, you know, go home. 9 times out of 10, they're going to call the police. So I figure if you're going to spend any time in the bookings, it might as well be for a good reason.
I can dig it. As we still await from both artists, Wordplay and Alex the Great.
You know what? And okay, you know how you should get your ass beat? Both of them are late. And
so, yeah,
I will, as soon as they get on air, I'm gonna air their ass out. I don't care.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I'm going to lay them both out.
Listen, guys. As we wait for them, I'm going to do this. Is that true?
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always thought you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Right.
I'd like to welcome
all
to the
right.
stage
all
the lyrically
right.
acclaimed.
Woo.
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
Right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. My niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside, I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket, rob him while his friends watching. That hoes clocking. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man's eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white stuff. That's what.
Sky is the limit, they know that you keep on, just keep on riding on. Sky is the limit, how we
master enterprise, and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, Frank the deputy. Quick to grab my Smith & Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better team, put money in my mom's hands. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit. Motherfucker,
see you
jumped on top.
It's pre-game radio. Y'all already know what it is. Brooklyn Black, we got Missy Bett in the building. We got Ab in the building. We got Young Hope. He's somewhere probably boo love and whatnot. We got Jay the Tech Guy working the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So we just all here chilling. But I got a caller, and I'm going to take this call. That's what this is, 4573. What's up? We're live on pre-game radio. Whoa. Caller, turn that down. Ooh, what is that? Hello? All right, you lost that caller. I think, you know, I got a knee. Like, I think that was like Big Time Rush or something. Who calls the show listening to Big Time Rush? But,
why do you know that that's Big Time Rush?
Because I have a niece, Jay the Tech Guy.
I got three daughters, and I didn't know that
Big Time Rush.
I hear that song a lot.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, you know. Let me mute this guy because he's causing feedback. But we're back. I'm trying to get Missy back in here. And try to see what else is there. What, you know. We just said we got a lot. We're waiting for the artists, you know, because I got questions for them. And now it's getting to the point I'm seconding that both of them panel need they ass beat. Miss Yvette.
Hell yeah, but I mean, we could play the music and critique it without them, I guess, you know. But for real, you know, I don't play around. I don't mess around when you do things like this. You know, you're messing with my name, and so both young men can.
But, you know, like, you know, the lady they are, that just gives them, you know, less time and, you know, to come and do, you know, their thing or whatever. And yada X, Y, Z. So they pretty much just shortchanging themselves because, as you know, pregame radio keeps going, so it don't even matter. But fine, let's critique they shit then. Let's get into one of their tracks. Let's see. Who should I put up first? Well, Wordplay, Material Girl. We're going to get into this. See what y'all think about it. 347-857-4302. Call us up. Hit us up. The chat room is open. You know, also, we are brought to you live on GSDWorldwide.com, DTFRadio.com, GXMedia.biz, and also PregameRadio.name.com. So go to /catchPregameRadio, and I'm on iTunes, you know, and that's real big. You know, I didn't even know Pregame Radio was on iTunes until I saw my numbers and people listening through iTunes. So that's what's up, and I love it. But we'll be right back here. This Material Girl by Wordplay.
All the pretty girls are so sadistic, and they pockets everything but empty. Don't wear no name brand unless it's Fendi or Gucci.
drop a Benz and don't try to holler. Logo on a shirt, say polo. Look how she strutting them heels, they Manolos. With a Louis purse, that's Coco. Paid for a price, where you bought it for the low low.
Cereal girl, her Austin on the cereal world.
Hey, hey,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. You say it's okay?
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
I mean... What were you thinking? Like, you know, it's a different sound. It certainly isn't something that you're used to coming out of Houston. And so I like the fact that it's not your typical Houston sound. I like that. I have to say that was a nice.
Basically, you know, the whole direction that I want to go with that song is like nowadays in the South, especially in the South, all you hear is like, you know, artists degrading women. You know, talking about dropping the B word, dropping the H word, calling them all at their name. So I just want to give something for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, to uplift them, you know. No matter if they black, white, fat, short, tall, you know. I think everybody beautiful in their own type of way. So I feel like, you know, material positions is really what a lot of females lust these days. That's what really makes them happy besides love. So I feel like, you know, most girls are infatuated with, like, material possessions like Louis Vuitton, Prada, you know, et cetera. And I feel like, you know, a lot of women feel like they have potential to be models, but yet they don't have the mindset to do it. So I just feel like, you know, with that song, it just encourages you, you know, don't worry about what nobody say, you know what I mean? Do whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying, to get what you want or whatnot.
All right. Holy, what you think?
Excuse me, say it again?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Are you asking how old am I?
That last track, Material Girl, that's what it's called, Material Girl. That's from, yeah. Who is the artist?
That's all, that Wordplay. We got him on the line right now. He's causing all
Wordplay,
the extra
noise. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I like it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like it and everything like that. I would love to hear it. And I think, you know, the concept, the ladies, of course, are going to love it. It's definitely a song that would, you know what I mean, like, you can hear in the club, everything like that. Yeah, and it's definitely not something you'd hear from somebody from the South. When did you record this?
I recorded it. I have my own studio. I mix and master all my own music.
Like recently or a while ago? Or?
I recorded it probably about a month ago. But I've been having the track for since like December of 2010. And the dude that produced it is the producer actually is Cameron Wallace. He produced Upgrade You for Beyonce.
Okay, so what else? Is this going to be a song like on an album that you have coming out, or are you putting out a mixtape? What are you doing?
I have mixtapes right now on Dat Piff, but basically the single is just to build my buzz, you know. I definitely want to just, you know, reach out to a lot more people, you know, let people know it's good music in the South just as well as good music everywhere else. Just uprising talent, that's all. I'm just trying to network with new people, you know, just get my face out there. That's basically it.
I'll get up with you.
You are, you have an opportunity to have your music heard in a place where you couldn't reach without someone else dropping your name. So the least you could do is be professional in the middle of this this time.
Wow.
You know, we're taking out to listen to your music that we don't have to listen to because someone else is hungry, just like you.
Yeah, I feel
and
that.
That's real talk, especially when you got my name behind you.
I'm just saying, we're just giving you some great feedback. So if you could just walk away, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Make a choice. Is it music or is it, you know, the party behind you? Make the choice. Because that's what makes achievers.
Okay, Miss Yvette. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, well, so I'm going to meet you for a couple seconds, give you a chance to get away and get quiet again.
I'm trying right now. You know, I apologize. I'm with my family right now. You know what I mean?
All right.
You know that. All right. Something black real quick. I'm so sorry. I need to go into the pound. You need your ass beat. First of all, one, you don't have respect. Pound, you need your ass beat. Okay? Second, if you don't support who supports you, pound, you need your ass beat. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. All right, man. But back to the track. All right.
me and Jada Tech guy, we're actually in agreement, we understand the message of the song and everything, but we appreciate it. Love it. Love the idea. But it's to me, it's like something I've heard already.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
Like,
that's why I was asking him when he recorded it and inspired him to do it.
Already. You know, I can imagine the video. He's at a fashion show. Shorty's walking up and down, and he's rocked. Like, I can already play the video out of my head. That's crazy. Like I said,
I can appreciate that it's something different coming out of Houston. I can appreciate that aspect of it, but it, you know, in all honesty, it's not something that would be in my iPod. But however, I do believe that Wordplay has the capability of doing a world soundtrack. He just, you know, he's 20 years old, and he has, I think he has a lot of potential to be a lot of different things. But I have all his music,
so
and I can supply that all to y'all
later.
This
is first go around, but the track, is it a thumbs up?
It's okay.
Hello?
No, it's not a thumbs up for me, no. But
hello?
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'd like to know what Eb thinks.
Hello?
Eb, yeah. Eb, Wildcard, what's up?
Yep, I'm waiting for you to get to me. All right, check it out. I didn't know whether, it was your switchboard or not. So that's why I'll say, let me just keep saying hello. Eventually, either somebody hear me or nobody hear me. All right. I like the music. I like the record. I like the track. Let me tell you why. The music, and this is what's crazy. The music, you know why it sounds like you heard it before? It's because it has a 60s feel to it. It has a 60s elevator. This is what's crazy. It sounds like 60s elevator music, but he made this shit sound hot. He makes the music sounds like that Mary Tyler Moore type, dun, 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 type shit, like, you know, like a cigarette club where they used to do the jazz. You know, the jazz club, everybody wore the cigarette pants and black and did poetry and shit like that. But that's the era that the music is from. But to combine 60s music with his rap, that shit was pretty hot. I liked it. And he does.
Did everybody think he sounded like B.O.B.?
Say it again?
Okay, so.
Did anybody think he sounded like B.O.B. at all?
Who's B.O.B.?
Yes, I said he had sounded a little too. He sounded a little B.O.B.-ish. I did say that. And Jada Tech was like, what?
Well, I don't know.
Right.
I can't make the comparison. So
let's get to the count so we can move on to the next track and get some more. Hopefully he moved into a quiet area by the time we come back into the next track. But like James Tech guy gives a thumbs down. Missy Bet, is that a thumbs down from you too?
Unfortunately, for that track, yeah. For me, I don't think it's radio ready. No.
Okay. Oli.
Not that I'm downing any of his talent or the concept or anything, but that track is still not quite radio ready. I don't know if anybody else will be honest about it, but there are things that need to be changed a little bit. Maybe a little bit more editing. Something for me, so unfortunately. And, you know, and Wordplay's got my name behind him. So...
Okay, so thumbs up, thumbs down. It's pretty unanimous already, but I still want to know what you think.
Well, I got to do my wild card thing. I agree with the other ladies that it may, you know, it does need maybe a little more touching up to become radio ready, but it gets a thumbs up for me because it's like it's marrying two different genres, and to me, it was working. It was working. As soon as I heard the music, as soon as it came on, I'm like, this sounds like some 60s elevator shit. But it worked. For me, it worked.
All right. So he got two more tracks. First one didn't quite make it, but he could go back to the drawing board, do a remix, something like that, and, you know, come back with it.
What's the next track?
I'm getting into it. Russian and Zane?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to rush you, but... What are the next tracks I'm looking forward
to? I'm about to get into it. This one's called Light Up the Night.
It sounded like a replay of Bougie Girl. Just, you know. Sorry,
maybe,
I'm coming from the cabin.
Maybe that's the thing, Oli. Maybe that's why it's not part of it.
Yeah, I think I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I just,
yeah,
it
falls
really
short
neutral
for me. But the next one, I think the next
Let's
one you'll
see
be
what the
with.
Next one has. See, this is what happens when the women outnumber the men in the house. They just keep talking. They forget about it. Doing shit. Yo, I'm here, damn it.
Yeah, what's up with y'all?
Playing it up,
what's
right?
I'm here. Now, here's my thing. Like I said, I appreciate the message of it. Like, and the music was cool, but, like, it just sounded something like if he's coming as a new artist, he got to come with something fresh,
the
something
original
that no one's heard before. He got to grab our attention. Not saying it wasn't a hot, you know, it was, but like y'all said, it's not really like he just go back, do some things. So, but like I said, my vote never counts, but that's my idea. But he got two more songs to go, so maybe the next two songs will be hot. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We got Wordplay in the building representing Houston. Damn, another road trip. All right, so we went to Cali, now we in Houston. So that's what we're doing tonight. Free game ready. We'll be right back, all right?
Off, but keep your clothes on and grab my hand while we grind to the slow song. We gon' make the short moment last so long as I grip your waist like they got them foes on. Now that your old man's so gone, tell him tune in like it was his favorite show on. So let's roll out, let the cameras roll in, and we ain't lighting up the night, girl, we glowing. Yeah, we closing and we holding. Two-step, baby, grind to the motion. Yeah. I love the way you standing. You got the cameras flashing, your glamour and your fashion. Look how you standing, ain't your name branded. Dress you the best, and together we make magic. Passion, love, pain, pleasure. As long as we together, girl, we flying in the weather now. Now turn the lights off while we hold hands, and we ain't gotta have sex, we can slow dance. A little two-step, a little romance. Never mind your old man, cause the old plans. Yeah, and I can tell you the right girl, cause how I'm feeling, man, you might be my wife, girl. You looking good and the music real nice. We ain't stars in the sky, but we lighting up the night. Cavassier and champagne, me and you till it's over like a campaign. Let me in your heart and throughout your veins. I could be your prince, you could be my purple rain. And understand I never say a hurtful thing, nor will I cheat, cause them other girls ain't worth it, man. I could be Picasso, you be Mona Lisa. I used to have to chase you, now we won like a visa. You my little diva, love your ride or die demeanor. I be Martin, you be Gina, let's keep rolling like Tina Turner, hotter than the burn it in the kitchen, such a classy little lady with a soul that's uplifting. Lifting up our feelings while we living in this moment. Girl, your heart is what I'm wanting. Just come closer, let me own it. Own it like you stoning. Ain't no couple that can clone us. Girl, together as a team, we defeat any opponent. Now turn the lights off while we hold hands. And we ain't gotta have sex, we can slow dance. A little two-step, a little romance. Never mind your old man, cause the old plans. Yeah, and I can tell you the right girl, cause how I'm feeling, man, you might be my wife, girl. You looking good and the music real nice. We ain't stars in the sky, but
look,
we lighting up the
girl,
night.
All we need is patience, love, leeway. So never mind the negativity and all that he say, she say. We can do it big like EA. Sports though, this world's yours, darling. I'm just trying to give you more dough. Long as you stay down and never get a divorce though, I'ma keep Stella McCartney up on your torso. And I ain't trying to buy you, I just wanna shower you with unconditional love and be the one you cry to. So baby, let your guards down, cause I ain't trying to hurt you. Don't be intimidated by my kindness and my virtues. Baby girl, embrace me, cause I ain't gotta lie. Do me a favor, light the night like your reflection in the sky. Then now turn the lights off while we hold hands, and we ain't gotta have sex, we can slow dance. A little two-step, a little romance. Never mind your old man, cause the old plans. Yeah, and I can tell you the right girl, cause how I'm feeling, man, you might be my wife, girl. You looking good and the music real nice. We ain't stars in the sky, but we lighting up the night. Now see, I told you I wasn't gonna hurt you, sweetheart. But now that's only if you want me to, though. Now I'm just playing, I'm just playing. Look at you, standing over there looking all good. Come here, girl.
Most beautiful curve on your body is your smile. Never mind that other guy, he wasn't even worth your time. But do me a favor, light up the night.
Yeah, we live back. Free Game Radio. That joint, I say that was a, you know, it was a bit better, but like I was saying, my vote doesn't count. But it looks like Wordplay has left the building. Now I don't know if he calls back in, then you know, boom, I'll take it back, whatever. But this is a groundbreaking slap in the face. This has never happened on pregame radio before. And what I mean is, never has let alone two, these artists call late. And one don't even show up. So that's like a double whammy right there.
Man, this some old bullshit.
And then we getting into the critique and they call it goals. You know what I'm saying? Didn't they know they got a freestyle and interview and all that good stuff? You know, I don't know. But that second track, like I said, it was a little better than the first. You know, I liked it. I dug it. You know, that's something, not something that'll make the MP3 player, but if I hear it, I'll let it rock on the radio. Or something else comes on, you know, I'll listen to it. Oh, I'm still waiting on her response. I'm waiting for this one as soon as they lets me do it. And of course they won't. I thought I had it and then I didn't have it. Let's see if I can get it right now. Still can't, so I'm just gonna work to the next one and still try to get it back. Oli, what did you think on that second track?
I really, you know, I would really honestly say that I would rock with him. But because of the call, I don't know if I could. Like, if he would have stayed on the line or maybe walked away from the crowd and was able to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's personality first, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just, I don't know. He should have stayed on the line. I could have been a fan. I mean, really, you know, I think he could be a little bit more original and everything, but the music
that close.
I've heard.
He was that close.
What?
I said he was that close.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like he could have just stayed on the line, taking some, you know, criticism, you know, constructive criticism,
well,
whatever.
I actually, if my vote counted, that would have been a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
What I liked about it is the potential that I heard in the track. That's what, you know, the flow, that was a nice flow. That's not something that any artist could have done. Now, be honest with you, I'm actually a little bit surprised by his whole demeanor and the, I've never had, this young man usually is yes, spamming me. I'm a little bit shocked by the whole smack in the face. Like, this is, you know, I spoke to him earlier today, and he doesn't have a manager, so I'm filling in certain gaps for him until he finds someone, and, you know, I'm working with him in certain aspects. And this morning, when I was talking to him about the music, I tried to talk him into going in a different direction because I knew that these songs were not ready and that he had better music. But we went with what he wanted, you know, what he wanted to play, and
you have to be ready for some criticism
when you have something that's not ready.
Wait. Hold on. He had better music.
Yes, he has better music, but I allowed him to make the mistake. He has to learn. Yeah. He's a young artist, and he argued with he battled with me with what music he wanted to have played today, so I let him do it. Sometimes you have to let this person choke themselves. And right now he's seriously choked himself with the hanging up.
But did you so would that track be a thumbs up on you, Miss Yvette?
Thumbs up on the potential, yeah, on the potential.
No, not the potential.
If he needs some more
potential. I don't need you to be Paula Abdul right now.
No, it doesn't make the cut. It doesn't make the cut. Sorry. And I
okay,
told
so
him that before he submitted
that's
it.
That's a thumbs down. Holy. Thumbs down? Thumbs up?
Can I not be a part of it? Can I make a request? Or
no.
I don't even want to be a part of this because I'm so upset. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly would have been like, yo, thumbs up. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even know if I like the kid. And if I don't like you, I can't rock with you. You know? Just.
Yeah.
You know what I
say all the time? Altitude is determined by attitude. Attitude is everything. And ugly will only get you so far.
This is a lesson for all artists listening in. How old is he? Do we know?
He's very young. He's
that matters.
In college. I believe he just turned 20. He has a lot of
but you know, real talk, like, it, I, like just,
what
you know
what
I'm saying, on his side or whatever, I hope he listens to this maybe later or something. Like, for real, he has a lot of potential. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know,
yes,
he comes with a little bit more originality or whatever, but
well,
he
needs
a lot
help
of
with song composition.
I don't mean to stop you.
Ev, your thoughts? And before, Ev, even before you get into that, I just received a note from the tech department. They say they are outraged by this atrocity and they refuse to vote. So,
wow. See? I need Ev's vote.
If this does not make it, then of course.
All right, look, in all fairness, okay, as far as the call, maybe he dropped the call. You know, maybe the call was dropped. He said he's out with family. He could be somewhere where he's not getting reception right now. So, you know, let's
But he knew about the interview since 1:30 this afternoon, so there's no excuse for it. I could have had another artist come in.
You know more intimate details than I do, so I can't really.
Well, and I'm airing it out.
But you know, I would say the same thing.
But you know that I like to give a person the benefit of the doubt. So, but I will say this: if you knew that you had somewhere to be and something to do at a certain time, you can still do the family hanging out thing. I completely understand that. But at some point, I don't know what time you guys told him to call in. But at that point, he should have, you know, at least checked in. Said, "Listen, homie, this is the deal. You know, I'm checking in. I don't want to miss the, you know, the critique of the songs and, you know, the question and answer segment and so on and so forth. You know, how many minutes do we got towards that or whatever?" So he could let his family know. Listen, you know, this is y'all know this is what I'm into. This is my career. Y'all got to excuse me for a minute. I got to take care of this interview and this business. So I mean, you know, but. With his youthfulness, there are some things he don't know because he hasn't lived long enough to experience it, okay? If he is listening, I want you to know that everything Ms. Yvette is telling you may sound harsh, but it's tough love. It's tough love. And if you want to be successful, then these are the things, the tools that she's giving you, you need to use those tools. And one main thing is be where you say you're going to be there on time, don't just show up, be present, okay? Don't just show up, be present.
It can't be on time, be early.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as far
nice.
As music.
Nice, early, nice.
I like the first one, musically.
You talking about the second one. Is that a thumbs up or
I like the first one better than the second one. So, no, it's not a thumbs up from me. For the second one.
All right, so bam, boom, it's done. Sorry, Wordplay, sorry you're not pleading and proof didn't make it. Man, you need to cut, you ain't freestyle. You guys also realize this is another show where I don't have the artist freestyling at the end. You know, like Big Shot, we had Willoughby on last night. He had to leave early, but at least he left us something light.
Yes. Yes.
He did
freestyle. You know what's really crazy though about Willie though is with Willie, his music, there's a heavy East Coast influence in his music. It is not something you expect to come out of Cali. I'm actually a fan of Willie. I'm looking forward to him being very successful in this business.
Yeah, I'm rocking with him.
I'm rocking with him.
He's spinning his tracks. Matter of fact, since we had a lot of other stuff playing, let's get something good going. Let's get something good going. And you know what I'm going to do? Ed, you pick the track that I'm about to blast off with, because we got about 12 minutes left. We're going to play this last track, wrap things up, and, you know, get all the info out, tell people what we got lined up. Oh, spoken word, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so all slam poets and,
nice.
You know,
I have two young ladies that I like that I'm going to have to tell them to get up with you.
And all artists, you know, hit me up if
yes,
you want to sign up. Just
female,
in the subject
artist,
line, just
email.
Hit
we need spoken you females
word,
to come to represent. weekendradio@gmail.com.
Send me an email so we can book you and get you scheduled, get the slots going and all of that good stuff. So pregameradio@gmail.com. Join up on the site, pregameradio.ning.com. But anyway, Ed, what's the joint I'm playing right now?
I think the joint you're going to play right now, I think you're going to get into some Pro Dillinger, son. You need to get into some Pro Dillinger. You know that shit I like.
You always ask for Pro Dillinger. Yeah, we
yo,
don't have that track.
Yo, I'm what you want me to do?
I'll play
you think
it later.
It's nice.
You think it's nice.
I think it's hot. Blur it up. That's my shit right there. Or you can get into some MC Light. You got some MC Light? Throw some MC Light up there.
Oh, MC Light,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see, now you
okay.
need your ass beat for not being at the ready. The minute I said the song, the shit was supposed to start playing, son.
Well,
come on,
big,
son.
You know, you know, that's all in here.
You a little slow on the ones and twos tonight, son. Come on. Let's get it popping.
You're pulling cards tonight, yo.
Just a little bit.
All right, stop calling.
You know.
Get that MC Light up there.
I don't have MC Light on
all cops. Yo, you kidding me, son? We just downloaded some shit last week.
No, some clean up. You and I, T-Y.
You guys remember how long ago that was?
So you mean to tell me
that
the Blog Talk only allows you to retain a certain amount of songs in the memory?
To have on the switchboard, yeah, and these niggas be bugging. I got rotate stuff.
Blog Talk needs they ass beat. Well, then, son, you really can't ask any of us to tell us what we want to hear. Play what the fuck you got. First thing you're looking at right now, play that. I'm disgusted now.
Shut up!
Attention.
Sorry, son. I got you.
You know I could access the switchboard, too, right? You do know this, right?
Yeah, so knock yourself out. Go do something.
I ain't fucking with you. Just play something.
I'm doing this.
Tell me why you mad, hun.
Wow.
Perfect nine, good times away the bad one.
Uh-huh.
Music lasting, trying to figure out what happened. Our love story turned into a thriller, Mike Jackson. Mind cloudy, but I try to stay focused.
Uh-huh.
With a sober mind is hopeless,
yeah.
So a nigga keeps smoking.
Yeah.
Who's the dopest?
Me.
You're gonna see it. Listening to your friend's advice and you don't need it. Must I repeat it? They don't want to see you smiling, girl.
Uh-huh.
Or sipping drinks with umbrellas on the island, girl. It's your world, just
yo.
Want the keys to the city. She's so insecure. Yo, baby girl is so
pretty.
Blame me, oh really? Now it's my fault. We glow alone, but together get our shine on. So stressed that I gotta put my slimes on. But it's over, I can't get my rewind on. Only time will tell what's gonna happen. First you love me, then you hate me. Just like a fatal attraction. No movie on Mike Douglas. You say you hate me, won't you try loving? No, well, I ain't fuck it. I hear you talking, heart buried in the coffin. Another bitch of love to fill the hills that you walk in. That's not a threat, it's a promise, babe. I regret that I tried to change. Now I have my feelings like Osama, man. Sick of all the games. Same shit, just a different day. Same story, just a different pay. Same Dutch, just some different.
Hey,
how my riders go a different way. Now my high's going in the circles just like a cyclone. Never been a quitter, but you asked for it, so I'm gone. Mind blown, I gave you a fair warning. Let's see how you feeling all lonely in the morning. Morning.
Hey, baby. I really want to let you know. I really got feelings for you. I really care about you. But, I don't know if I can really do this no more. That's it. Sorry.
Hey baby, I thought I'd let you know I'm living, and I still love you even if the love is from a distance. I know your heart is broken and it can't be fixed with stitches, and my pride won't allow me to beg you for forgiveness. You told me over and over I wouldn't listen, cause the fame is like a drug, I swear it blurred my vision. Reminiscing like Mary did, I can't help it. Remember when you walked away and asked me was it worth it? Stretched, you didn't deserve it. All those nights you was hurting, till you finally found the strength to tell me it wasn't working. I should've known you was serious, but I brushed it off thinking you bugging. You just probably got your period. I wasn't hearing it, I couldn't balance time between you, the streets, and of course my career and shit. Money versus love, the paper's what I'm chasing. So your loving got away, but I'm strong, I'ma make it.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying, yeah.
I heard you're doing great, I seen Patrice and L. I can't complain about life cause she treats me well. Quan is good money, Pop is still hungry, Leek is still speeding, Stacks he's still eating. The team's great, oh yeah, what's that good looks? He's still fucking with your friends, so that's a good look. I'm a little lonely, some friends was really phony, but I'm still doing my thing, baby, you know me. Remember those rainy nights we would turn off our phones? Now I'm fucking all these girls, but I still feel alone. I guess what I'm trying to say is you could come home. If you want, we could start a new us. A new beginning, new love, a new trust. Or we could just be friends and do us. God bless you, baby, hallelujah. Toast to the past and the future.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying.
Now, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is a song. That's something there. That was Frito, the Situations. You know what I'm saying? You know how that goes. We got a couple minutes left. We got Miss Yvette in the building. She's been rocking with us. So, big thank you to her. Shout out to Monos Entertainment. And she has her hand in like 50 million pots right now. So, I'm going to let her give you guys a brief description on what it is that she's doing. So, Miss Yvette, go ahead, Mama.
Well, it's good, everybody. Actually, I have a blog talk radio show that I do myself, where I provide a platform for independent artists. We talk about, you know, production point, you know, explain points, you know, 360 is not a good idea. We talk about a lot of things, but we also provide them with PR and promo. So if I'm listening, if I'm actually featuring you on the show, it means I'm backing your music. I'm sending it to DJs. I'm giving you like 2 weeks of PR and promo. So that's one of the things that I'm doing to feed the underground and organize it, because there's actually talent there. And then, you know, I'm shopping. I'm shopping to the major labels and I'm doing my thing. So if you want to get at me, I do PR, I do promo, artist development, obviously, because you know you heard me throw Wordplay under the bus and teach him a lesson. So, you know, sometimes you got to spank them. So, you know, Monarchs Entertainment is here to stay. It's to last. You know, it's built on loyalty to the royalty that built hip hop. So, you know, thus Monarchs Entertainment, because that's royalty. And I, you know, if you want to be serious about music, get at me, because I know a lot of people, and if I don't know something, people I know something. So get at me. You know, it's real easy. Kiss My Gizmo on Twitter and the Miss Yvette Show on, you know, Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You know, Kiss My Gizmo, and for anyone knows, that means kiss ass.
Yeah, it does. You know, people need to learn how to do them and own it.
Do them and own it. Wow.
Do it, do you and own it.
Like that.
And stop stealing from hip hop. All you promoters out there that are fake and selling, you know, stop stealing from hip hop because you're just messing it up for the good people that aren't ripping off artists and actually out there to do the, you know, playing the game right.
Okay.
Stand up for real hip hop.
Oh, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Oh, she is. Okay, so you know,
you have a beautiful radio voice.
What?
Yes. Come on, man. This is my job. I have an ear. Oldie, you have a beautiful radio voice. Just so that you should know that.
You like that, huh?
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh man.
Let's get it going. Please let the people know how they follow you on Twitter and all of that good stuff.
Yes, on Twitter at @OnlyOneOli. I wouldn't be doing my job, just letting you know, the cash administration. I would not be doing my job if I did not tell y'all to please follow my artist, Cashmere. Follow him on Twitter at @BKCashmere, just like it's spelled. Big things going on with the cash administration, with Monarchs and Pre-Game Radio. Once again, everybody, you know, just like Black was saying earlier, pregameradio.meme.com, go on there. We have a discussion on board. Big things going on with Pregame Radio. We want to know what you guys want to hear. So if you could please sign on and get into that discussion with us, that would be great.
Yes, it would be.
Nice.
Well, let the people know.
Nice. Let people know what?
How to, you know, get in contact, follow you on Twitter and all that good stuff. You know what it is.
Okay, look, real talk, don't follow me on Twitter because I don't tweet. I don't have the patience for that bullshit. And I don't have the time to be updating you every 5 seconds about what the fuck I'm doing. And more or less than what you're doing. I'm really, you know, I'm glad you're out there doing your thing. I'm all right. I see you. Keep it up. But don't follow me on Twitter. You know, you're not going to get no, you're not going to have that exchange with me on a daily basis. You're just not. If you want to follow at me.
It's real, though. It's real, and I respect it.
I don't see the point with the Twitter thing. I mean, really, I see everybody with the updates. A lot of times it's personal conversations going back and forth. There's in-house jokes and so on and so forth. So why even get involved? You don't know what they're talking about, and it doesn't concern you. So what's the point? And if this is what's going on my timeline for the majority of the day, then why am I, you know what I'm saying, why am I even bothering? Real talk, I don't care. So, look, if you want to reach me, you have to reach me on Facebook. Ebony, I hate the smoker, AHAIVSMOKA. You could, and listen, I don't know what it is that's going on over there on MySpace, but, like, I checked my email and I got, like, 15 new friends and shit. So maybe you might want to go check me out on MySpace. I don't know what the hell is going on over there, but go check it out. I'm on MySpace. I'm Ebony, I hate the smoker, everywhere I go, be it Twitter, Facebook, the pregame radio, just type in F. And I'm going to pop up.
Yes, most definitely. So with that being said, thank you to everybody. Alexander the Great, pound, you need your ass beat. You ain't even show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Work, that's good.
You just got to go back to school. Not saying go back to not, but
I
you need to go back to artist school, learn how to do it, you know, artist development and all of that. But other than that, you know, follow me. Brooklyn Black, follow the show pregame_radio, and like I always say, join up at pregameradio.ning.com. Don't drink and drive, fellas. Don't be fool, wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for a scam and protect the clan. You know, be safe, because we want you to pregame with us again next weekend. Big things coming up. Like I said, spoken word, 3 weeks, and the big surprise will be unveiled in 2 weeks, all right? So that's what it is, but we have, yeah, big surprise unveiling in 2 weeks, so Pregame Radio, I'll see you guys next week. I'm out of here. Peace.
Do
you just
drop
that heavy book?
Peace.
I'm going to stop talking all that stuff now.
Deuces. You have a son. Shut it down. You'll play that.